This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Timberwolves off for the All-Star break. Anthony Edwards front and center. He'll be a reserve for the NBA's Western Conference, and the Timberwolves get back at it. And you see him on FanDuel Sports Network. Timberwolves analyst Kevin Lynch joins us. Kev, how you been?
I'm doing actually very well, my friend. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to visit with you. Now, during the break, in the past, haven't you gone somewhere warm like Key West or something like that, or are you staying home?
No, I'm in Key West. I'm in the lower Keys, as they like to say in South Florida right now, and it's like 80 degrees. I played tennis twice today, and I played in a tournament this morning, a tennis tournament, had some fun, and then played a second time, and watching live music tonight, going to eat some delicious Cuban food tonight. Life is good, my friend.
Yeah, that is good. I figured, because here on the show already, we talked to Phil Miller from the Star Tribune covering the Twins up in Fort Myers. Kind of a long drive from where you're at. I mean, in reality.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's a haul. And then we also gave an update on the golf leaderboard at Torrey Pines in San Diego. And then we had Jazz Swires. Now, he's back in the cities, but he had spent a week in Mexico, or quite a week in Mexico. So we're hitting all the warm weather spots. So I'm glad you're enjoying. One thing I would do, I want to get an update on your tennis game. Are you dominating
right now?
Are you just making people cry at the end of these matches?
No, you know, so this tournament this morning, I did make it to the finals. It was just a doubles tournament. It was a fundraiser for the boys basketball program at Key West High School. Had a fundraiser to raise money, and so they did a tennis tournament. So I joined. I did the tournament. I got to the finals, but lost in the finals, which just wasn't a big deal because it was all about raising money for the program. But the days of like cutthroat and trying to rip out somebody's heart on the tennis court or basketball court for that matter, Steve, those days are long gone.
Okay.
It's now about exercise. It's all about exercise, Steve, not extra fries.
Yeah, that's my approach. You go. that's awesome, because I know. Back in the day, you were hyper-competitive. You hated to lose.
Yeah, it was back in my 20s when I was high school, teens, and in my 20s when I was playing professionally, it was kind of like that. I mean, I liked when I would go play pickup basketball at around the Twin Cities and people would come after me, you know, and want a piece of me, and I looked forward to that stuff, but nowadays, not so much. It's only about exercise and having fun and trying to keep the weight down for me. So I don't take it so seriously like I used to. But that's getting older, man. That's how it works.
Before you know it, the Timberwolves will be back at it out of the break, and then really the stretch drive well past the halfway point. Yeah. And I visited with Chris Hine of the Star Tribune about this, I think a week ago on the show, and that is Anthony Edwards and how he's evolved. And you and I have discussed this, is when they traded Karl Anthony Towns to the New York Knicks and they brought in Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo, it was clear Ant was the guy. They're building around him. He's the cornerstone player for this franchise. And I always felt like it took time for him to adjust the role as being the man. And now it seems as though with this play after the new year and once it turned 2025, is that he's starting to embrace and understand that role and really playing great.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, his talent is obvious, and everybody can see it. We've seen it now for the last 3, 4, 5 years. And I think I've said this to you before, you know, to me, the absolute final step of being a star player or a superstar, whatever you want to call these top 25 guys in this league, the final step is, can you make your teammates look better than they really are? Can you improve the play of everybody else? The truly great players, from even Jordan, you know, who is such a great individual player when he was a young guy, he didn't start to win NBA championships until he helped develop Pippen and Horace Grant and all those other guys in those initial Bulls teams. But Bird did it. Magic Johnson did it. The great players pull up their teammates with them. And that's still evolving with Anthony Edwards. The individual talent we all can see, we all can recognize. But at the end of the day, you know, he's got to pull up everybody else. And sometimes he's doing it. He's still a young guy at 23 years old, and sometimes he still needs room for growth. So, but yeah, he keeps making steps. He's so entertaining. He's got the big personality. The final step will be consistently pulling up his teammates with him. And when that happens, and they have other talent around him that can play well, then they got a chance to be a team that consistently goes deep in the playoffs and hopefully can, you know, get to the finals and play for a championship. But yeah, he's a special talent for sure.
Yeah, and if anybody had on their bingo card the way they would handle the Oklahoma City Thunder in the final game before the break, that was a bit unexpected and a nice win for him.
Yeah, especially with guys out. And, you know, like I was just looking at the box score before we talked, just 10 minutes ago, I was looking at the Thunder box score and then the Milwaukee box score as well. And Naz Reid, that guy, you know, I don't think the Wolves pulled the trigger on that Karl Anthony Towns trade unless they feel Naz Reid can kind of fill in that role. And, of course, Julius Randle too, but Naz playing well this last 2 weeks to a month has been big. Jaden McDaniels has taken a step. So, yeah, to beat a team like that, who's got a great chance, I think, when it's all said and done, to get to the finals, the Thunder, to beat those guys, really kind of in health, you know, a healthy group of Thunder players, that's one of the best wins of the season so far. And then you got the young guys, you know, stepping forward and playing with energy. That's good to see. So things are going in a positive direction, and hopefully they can keep playing like that consistently, because that's been the big issue. Good game one night, bad game the next night, this back and forth between win a game, lose a game, win three, lose three. They got to get out of that pattern, and it seems like the last month it's been better.
Yeah, in reality, just being six or better is the key. Get to the playoffs, number one, avoid the play-in tournament, and you're good. I don't know if there's a huge advantage in home court and all of that. You just want to be above six. Or six or above.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting about the trade deadline, too, just, to, you know, whatever, last week, was the fact that a lot of the teams right around the Wolves, from the Lakers, the splashiest moves that were made at the trade deadline were all Western Conference teams and all teams right around where the Timberwolves are, from the Lakers to Golden State to Dallas to Sacramento and San Antonio, teams that are all right there. So all those the Wolves are going to have to play well to finish out the season, you know, starting now, because a lot of those teams right around them made big moves that can help them in the stretch run. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, Minnesota's got to play well because a lot of these teams right around them have improved from trades, and it's going to be a race to the finish and who can play well, because, yeah, you don't want to be 7, 8, or 10 or whatever, because then you're dealing play-in situation. You want to avoid that as much as you can, and hopefully the Wolves can stay above that 7-8 seed.
All right, Kevin, before we let you get back to what's going on in Key West, let's talk about one of the big trades in recent memory in any league, and that is Luka Doncic going from the Mavericks to the Lakers, and they get in return Anthony Davis. And Davis, when healthy, is still a dominant player. But, you know, Doncic leaving Dallas, going to L.A. to play alongside LeBron James here at the end of his career, it's startling.
Yeah, you know, we could sit and talk about this for half an hour, this trade. Yep. You know, Doncic, for sure, is a talented – I mean, he's one of the best players in the NBA, talented scorer, plays very little defense. So that's going to be an issue for the Lakers. And frankly, I mean, I'm not a huge Doncic fan. It was kind of hard to watch him in that Western Conference Finals against the Wolves last year because he can be kind of a whiny baby. He's very arrogant. He's super talented. He's one of the best players. Yes. I just don't enjoy watching him play. And honestly, with that trade, if Anthony Davis is healthy, Steve, the Lakers Dallas is a better, more talented team than Los Angeles. The Lakers, they need to make more deals to beef up that team. The Mavericks are better than the Lakers right now, as long as Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving are healthy. So, but the Lakers, yes, they get their star for the next 10 years. Doncic is 25 years old, so he's a young guy. So that part was surprising, but I just think at the end of the day, Dallas is going to be a bigger factor late in the playoffs than Los Angeles. And frankly, Doncic and LeBron James, they both need the ball in their hands to be at their best. So how this is going to work out in the long haul is going to be really interesting. But again, if Dallas can stay healthy, they're going to be a handful, you know, come April, May, and maybe June. We'll see.
Yeah, Davis is just one of those guys, when healthy, is really, really good. And I totally agree with you on Doncic. I always felt that way. Supremely talented. Is he as soon-to-be 26-year-old? I think at the end of the month he turns 26, still officially 25. You know, is he taking care of himself and in peak physical condition? Sometimes it doesn't look like it. You know, and there's a reason the Mavericks were willing to make this trade. You know, there is that as well. They made this deal eyes wide open.
Yeah, no. I think when everybody was so surprised when the deal took place, nobody saw it coming. And one of my first thoughts after I heard that the deal was final was, I think there's more to the story here when it comes to them trading Doncic than what we're hearing. And it's like some of the stuff starts to creep out of, you know, they're concerned about his health and he's putting on too much weight and kind of his behavior maybe behind the scenes or in the locker room. So, sometimes when trades like that, you know, when that those trades like that happen, you don't hear the full story. And I think there's more to it and eventually that stuff will come out. So I like... It was surprising for me initially, but if Davis is healthy, I like Dallas's chances, at least initially here.
Yeah. Kevin Lynch joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. One other move, Jimmy Butler gets his way, gets out of Miami, ends up in Golden State. Steph Curry, one last push. right now they're in the play-in. They're a game and a half ahead of Phoenix in the 10 spot right now. Can that work?
They're not a championship team. I mean, I don't think. I mean, and one thing, you know, Butler, how many bridges is that guy burning in the last 5 years from Chicago to Minnesota to Philadelphia to Miami and now Golden State? And yeah, he's still a really, really good or great player. He's going to help them. But to me, the Warriors are still too small. And Curry, as great as he has been for a long time, he's not the same player that he was, whatever, 10 years ago, for sure. He's just older. And Butler's got a lot of miles on him, too. And Draymond Green, for that matter, too. So they're better for getting Jimmy Butler. But to me, their lack of inside play and size along that front line for Golden State is going to be a problem. They're a better team, and they're a team maybe that can win a series in the playoffs, but you know they're not going to make any big noise at the end of the day. So it was a splashy trade. They're a better team, but they're not a championship-caliber team.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, always good to visit with you. Enjoy Key West.
Thanks, Steve. Great to hear your voice, my friend.
Yeah, there he is, Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network, Timberwolves analyst. Timberwolves in the All-Star break and in the All-Star game, Western Conference Reserve. Quick break. We'll come back. So much more to go. I will talk more girls' hockey. Pairings are set, 1A, 2A. Start on Wednesday in St. Paul with the 1A schools, 2A on Thursday, championship Saturday, a week from today. And we'll do that in more detail in a moment here on News Talk 830 WC.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
PCO.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.